Welcome once again to the Daring Adventures of Ditto. We've made it all the way to episode 20.
Seriously? We've done 20 episodes of this? And people are still listening?
Yep, and apparently they really like it, too.
Wow, that's amazing. Firefly was canceled after only 9 episodes, and we've made it a full 20.
I know, the universe just isn't fair.
Yeah, so true. Brown coats forever.
There are no cows in space, but there are cows in Mushu.
Ooh, clever segue.
Thanks, I made that up myself. Now, on to Mushu, where Ditto and Madam Jasmine travel to the distant village of Hanmatsu.
Gesundheit.
So Ditto and Madam Jasmine wander through what seems like miles of bamboo-lined roads to the quaint and calm Hanmatsu village, a village under the dread influence of the first of the demon Oni, the War Oni.
The what now?
Melastare's influence has unleashed the dreaded demon Oni on all of Mushu, keeping the Emperor in some kind of mystical coma and plunging the land into darkness and chaos.
This is kind of excessive for an order of fried rice, isn't it?
So Ditto and Madam Jasmine finally meet Shojiro Gama.
Gesundheit.
Who tells you that Hanmatsu Village is under siege by the forces of the War Oni, and he needs your help.
Yes, what a shock. Meteor strike!
Meteor strike on what, exactly? Is there another mime?
Well, I just assumed. What'd he need, then? It's always about defeating some bad guys, isn't it?
Maybe in Marleybone, where you're fighting against a giant criminal syndicate, sure, but this is Mushu, a land of peace and tranquility.
And apparently, evil demon Oni.
Sure, bring that up. You'll need to be more focused, and dare I say it, more subtle if you want to save Mushu.
Oh yes, subtle and focused. I can do that. Wax on, wax off. We can handle it, no problem.
Yeah, why am I not filled with confidence at those words? So, Shojiro Gama.
Gesundheit.
Yeah, that's losing its charm.
Me sorry.
So Shojiro Gama needs you to find his spies, who ran into the bamboo forest when the War Oni's forces attacked.
Aw, they're so cute. They're like little lammy guys. They're so cuddly and fluffy.
Yes, that's very...
Oh, I love them. I just want to snuggle up with them. Look at the big brown eyes. Oh, come here, little lammy guy. It's okay. Come on out.
Wow, I'm not sure who they're more terrified of at this point. The War Oni or Ditto?
Oh, me sorry. You guys are safe now. Go on and do whatever little lammy guy things you like to do, like frolic and whatnot.
With that task done, Shojiro Gama has another job for Ditto. There are crates of weapons lying all over the place. He needs Ditto to go clean them up.
Really? There are just crates of weapons lying all over the place? Why would they... Ow!
Oh, yes, the weapon crates are really heavy.
Probably should have mentioned that sooner.
Once all the weapons are collected, Shojiro Gama says it's time to face the dreaded warlord Katsumori in the Crimson Fields.
Oh, he sounds pretty tough. Shouldn't I, you know, have help? I mean other wizards, Jasmine. You're always great help the way you hide behind me and everything.
Oh, you're a big, strong pyromancer. You can take a little warlord and his minion, can't you?
Wax on, wax off. Okay, let's go get him.
Ditto and Madam Jasmine enter the huge fortress of Warlord Katsumori, flickering torches barely lighting the dim interior. The frightening Katsumori stands ready, his dim-witted minion by his side, snarling, and the battle begins.
Meteor strike now?
As Ditto shouts the words of power and fire energy fills the air, Warlord Katsumori throws up a series of fire shields and deflects the worst of the assault. It seems Ditto's opponent is also a master of fire magic, leaving the power of Ditto's attack diminished.
Oh dear, that not good. Now what me gonna use? We should have paid more attention in Professor Falmea's class instead of texting all the time. What was it she said about this? No, that wasn't it.
Warlord Katsumori fires back, hitting Ditto and Madam Jasmine with a bubbling magma shark. The molten creature jumps up and tries to bite Ditto, who only narrowly escapes a nasty burn.
Ah, okay, not good, not good. What me do here? What was it? Oh, wait, me try this.
Ditto waves his staff high in the air, and a chill surrounds him. Then a flurry of snowflakes dusts the air as Ditto casts a shimmering prism of energy at Warlord Katsumori. Ditto ducks as the warlord hits him with a snarling heckhound, his robes starting to smolder, and then digs deep.
Meteor strike!
Ditto dives behind an ornately carved chair as meteors fall from the sky. But instead of flaming balls of fire magic, the ice prism converts them into giant ice boulders, slamming into Warlord Katsumori and knocking him senseless.
Yay, me win!
As Ditto does his victory dance, Warlord Katsumori rises up to his knees, eyes aflame, and a deep roar is heard. Before Ditto's eyes, Warlord Katsumori transforms, growing into the gigantic War Oni, a demon wreathed in flame and bellowing with rage.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me. No egg rolls are worth this.
Join us again next time for the next thrilling adventure of the Daring Adventures of Ditto, as Ditto faces off against the smallest and weakest of the dreaded Oni demons.
Smallest and weakest?